A Jewish Journal article. PATV accuses Israel of deliberately killing Palestinian children. On November 21, the Palestinian Authority's PA official television network accused Israel of deliberately killing Palestinian children during a children's television program. Palestinian Media Watch PMW reported that Wilaa Al-Batat, host of The Best Home children's show, said, "Unfortunately, and this is a very painful thing that I want to tell you about, a number of friends have lost their right to live because the occupation is deliberately killing the Palestinian children, and this is a very painful thing." PMW noted that Al-Batat has made similar comments in the past, including saying in 2015 broadcast of The Best Home that the Israelis are occupiers who act in a very barbaric terrorist way, who try to kill people for no reason. Such comments aren't exclusive to Al-Batat, as a PATV reporter said on November 20 that Palestinian children are being subjected to random summary executions. The Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted that such PA broadcasts are brainwashing next generation of Palestinian children with the big lie that Israelis target them for killing is ultimate child abuse, a lie that NGOs and social media will surely echo. The group added in a subsequent tweet, children will never hear of millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses Israel is buying and giving to PA. No vaccine for such hate taught to little children. The Wiesenthal Center is referring to a recent Israel Hayom report stating that Israel will be setting aside 3 to 4 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines for Palestinians in both the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and that Israeli and Palestinian officials developed a distribution plan together. However, there's still expected to be a shortage of millions of doses of vaccines for Palestinians. Past reports have highlighted incitement of hatred against Israelis and Zionists in Palestinian textbooks, and there have been various instances of Palestinians using minors for terrorist attacks.